For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and...
Welcome to WCW Retro. Hope you guys are doing great. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. And great to have you guys with us tonight. It's a very special night in WCW Retro. We'll be talking wrestling bloopers through the years. So if you got a favorite wrestling blooper you'd like to share with us tonight, call in anytime to tonight's live WCW Retro podcast. Calling at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And can't wait to dive in to the bloopers with you guys. Should be pretty exciting. Lots to talk about tonight. Before we get to the callers, which I see are lining up as we speak, so if you shout out some plugs, if you will. Masters of Ring Entertainment. check them out at mastersofringentertainment.com. Fishing with Special Friends at fishingwithspecialfriends.com. Innovative Hybrid Wrestling out of the Maritimes area in Canada. Find out what they're up to at facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. I have an upcoming movie that will be premiering October 30th at the Golden Ticket Cinemas Twin in Lenoir, North Carolina, for the movie The Devil's Daughter, a Harlequin origin story, which I'll be starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in that film. And for more information about the upcoming premiere, go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/realdevilsdaughter. And also we'll be on set later on this year for the fourth season of the Dust series, which you can check out all three seasons of the Dust series on their YouTube channel, youtube.com/DUSK series. And I star as the chief in that series as well. And I'm in talks with other film projects and pilots and miniseries. And I'll definitely keep you guys informed on the latest with films, yours truly. Support us on VOCNation.com. Check out all the great podcasts and programming. Go to VOCNation.com for you. Find out the time and schedule for your favorite VOC Nation podcast. Support us on Pro Wrestling Tees also. ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. Get your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt today. You can check out yours truly, Papa Stro, on social media at thestro.com, thestro.com. It's my official website, official merchandise page, thestro.com/merchandise, which is thestro.com/merchandise. And I have new Papa Stro Legacy merchandise on sale, so get your favorite Papa Stro Legacy merch today. Support Team Stro worldwide. And for donations, if you want to buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc., thank you for those in advance who have donated. If you'd like to donate to yours truly, send it my PayPal, paypal.me, M as in Mary, E as in Eat, /Papa Stro. And all together, it's paypal.me/Papa Stro. Thank you in advance for your support. And for bookings, I'm taking bookings for all kinds of stuff these days. Wrestling, cast me for your TV and film project. Appearances, autograph signings, endorsements. Seminars, Comic-Con, voiceover, commentary. I do a lot. Radio interviews, charities, etc. Hit me up, stro4y@yahoo.com, stro4y@yahoo.com. Let's talk business. You'd like to be a future guest on an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, give me a shout. WCWRetro@yahoo.com. Let's get you some exposure, if you will, right here at WCW Retro. So lots going on. The callers are to speak. Just hang tight. We'll go into a quick commercial, and we'll go into the commercial with some Lex Luger. We'll be back in a few, folks. Stick with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in it.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. Papa Stro here. Tonight's topic, wrestling bloopers. Can't wait to talk about it with you guys. It should be a lot of fun. And so without further ado, let's go to the callers, shall we? Here we go. First one, I believe. Oh, the returning Kathy Fitzpatrick from in the room. The lovely Kathy Fitzpatrick. Welcome back, Kathy. How you doing?
Hey, Stro. How are you?
Oh, great. Great. Great to have you. Oh, goodness. How's your week been?
Not good, Stro.
Oh, well, definitely. How's your uncle doing, by the way?
He was admitted with internal bleeding
mm-hmm.
and infection. They have no idea where the blood's coming from. So they're doing two procedures tomorrow, which I'm sure he's not real happy because he has to drink a bunch of crap tonight.
Oh, boy.
So, just keep him in your prayers. That's all I can ask right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. My thoughts and prayers, for sure. And all our thoughts and prayers, actually. I really hope your week gets better. I know the feeling. Oh, yeah. But you know, hanging in. But, yeah, please keep us informed how your uncle's doing, for sure. Kathy.
I will. Thank you.
No. Oh, thank you. Tonight's we're talking wrestling bloopers. You got any funny bloopers through the years that you would love to share?
Well, the best one I could think of today was
mm-hmm.
when Harlem Heat and Sherry were doing the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you know this one. When Booker started going off about Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
And he just was going on and on. And I forget exactly what he said. But all I know is Sherry and Stevie just went like, oh, my God, did you just say that?
Sherry had the biggest grin on her face. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And then when Booker got done, he went, oh, man.
He face palmed himself.
Yep.
I couldn't believe Stevie Ray the whole time was so stoic. He just stood there and I don't see how he kept it in.
Well, you know how Stevie gets. I mean, but afterwards he was just like, oh man, did you really do that? What was like, yep, I did.
Oh, that's tremendous. Oh, gosh. The look of Mean Gene Okerlund's face.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Classic. Oh, what a classic moment. Oh, goodness. Well, sit tight, Kathy. We got some other people jumping in the party here. Let's bring them on in. Oh, Professor Steve. Welcome back, Steve. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing good. Bit tired, but glad I can call in.
Oh, no, that feeling. It must be one of those weeks, guys. It really must be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Was doing was doing yard work earlier and then did a jiu-jitsu class and then saw the time. I was like, oh, I got to call in. And
Yeah, we got Kathy here, we got Steve, and we got a few more here, so sit tight. I believe this is Todd. Let me make sure this is Todd. Bring him on in. Todd, this is you, sir. So welcome back. How you doing?
Yes, sir, it is I. Papa Stroh, Kathy, Steve, good to hear you all. Kathy, positive thoughts,
Dad.
Prayers, and good karma for your uncle.
Thank you. I really much appreciate it.
Happy to be here, Papa Stroh.
Oh, great to have you, as always. Tonight's wrestling bloopers night. If you guys got any funny wrestling bloopers that you have watched or witnessed through the years, please do share.
Man, the only one thing that came to my mind, I remember Macho Man was going off on about something, and he stopped dead, and he goes, why did I say that? And it was just like, he had a feeling it was chemically induced. Yeah, he had no idea why he had said what he'd said.
I'm sure he had quite a few of those cases. I'm sure he's had quite a few of those moments. Oh, Randy, you gotta love him. What I'd like to know is that the cream promo he did with me, Gene Oakland, where he just kept popping out coffee creams like out of the hat. I was amazing. I mean, I was like, where did he stash all those coffee creamers? It was amazing.
Wow.
Surprised he didn't get a cream response.
Always something.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic, man. Oh, goodness. Great. Steve, you got any bloopers you want to share with us?
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, the most recent one, I think, is Titus O'Neil fighting at the Saudi Arabia Royal Rumble, the greatest Royal Rumble. And he, like, made that long run in and split it into the ring.
Oh, yes. Oh, Titus. Oh, my God. Kathy, you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tremendous. I mean, he slid into the ring perfectly, too. That was amazing.
I wish there was, like, a bowling sound effect play after it on the replay.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, man. Classic.
Flintstones. I think they
classic.
Even, I think he made fun of it at another point when he did made another run-in. And stopped right before, right in front of the ring.
But the brakes on that time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Gotta love Titus. Awesome. Oh, man. you speaking of Booker T, Kathy, you remember the time that Vince was strutting around? And he said something to John Cena and walked off, and he was walking around like all the swag, and Booker looked at his wife to tell me he didn't just say that.
Yeah.
Oh, classic.
Well,
classic.
When Booker was in WWE,
right,
and they brought Eric Bischoff in.
Yes.
We were up at the Meadowlands.
Uh-huh.
For the show. And that face that Booker had when Eric Bischoff walked around, he did not know he was there.
Oh, wow.
No one knew he was there. and they were just doing like an interview thing, and Eric just walked around and went, hello, Booker, and Booker went. Hello, Eric. Because afterwards we were sitting at the restaurant, and I went, your face, he goes, none of us knew he was there. They wanted to get everybody's just, like, surprise look. He goes, and they got me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that got a lot of us. I mean, myself included. Yeah, my jaw was dropping just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And did you see the way how hard McMahon grabbed Bischoff's hand when he was introducing him and raising his hand up?
Yeah.
You could see, like Bischoff was squinting because it looked like McMahon was just, like, just squeezing the crap out of his hand. Classic. Well, that was great. Steve, you had another memory you want to share?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan calling the Superdome the Silverdome at WrestleMania 30.
Oh, jeez.
She lost the friend.
Yes. He had a Hoobitude moment. Remember, Hoobie used to do it all the time, right? Finally, the juice is back in Dallas, Texas, and they're like upper state New York. Oh, awesome. Hey, Todd, you got any more memories you want to share?
Nothing is screaming out at me at the moment. I'm sitting here really hoping you guys are going to twig like a memory or three. But, yeah, doggone Hogan, the being misplaced on that stuff. But, you know, honestly, with some of those travel schedules, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times it's easy to do.
Yeah,
with all that time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that happening. Bam.
Oh, goodness. Hey, Steve, you have recent ones you want to share? Because I know there's some good recent ones for sure.
I wasn't thinking of recent ones, but I'll look one up. But obviously, you got to mention Shockmaster falling through the wall.
Oh, yes. Yes. Shockmaster. Oh, my goodness. Classic. Hey, Ken, do you remember the Shockmaster, right?
I think it's first.
Shockmaster. Yeah. Oh, classic. Classic. But you know what? That got him a lot of exposure, though. And still giving the guy a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't even know that guy that played Shockmaster in Tugboat. He's like a Virginia-born wrestler. Pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Of all the characters and gimmicks he's portrayed over the years, the Shockmaster made him famous.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Just amazing. I wish I had that luck. God, if I'd known that years ago, goodness. Right. We'll be joined by Mr. Hollywood, guys, so please welcome him back. Mr. Hollywood, say hello to everybody. Welcome back.
How you doing, Publisher Maestro, and all my guests? Hope everybody's doing okay. Maestro, WCW Retro is where it is. And love you guys.
Yeah,
hope everybody's doing good.
Yeah, Mr. Hollywood, we got Kathy, Fitzpatrick, we got Professor Steve, we got Todd here.
Great. Hello, what's up, man? Hello from Mr. Hollywood. Is this Blooper's night?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, I got. I tell you, Papa Sir Meister, I got one for you, my brother. I got one for
all
you.
All right.
How about when you were playing the piano that night when Hacksaw Jim Duggan crashed the party, trying to sing?
Yes.
Oh my God, he sounded horrible. He sounded horrible.
He slid right in and started playing chopsticks, man.
I was like, I mean, you playing that piano so beautifully. I mean, Maestro, you sounded so beautiful playing that piano, and then Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I love him. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bloopers moment. That is a bloopers moment, because he totally crashed it.
Yeah, that was back when he was wearing the janitor suit. Remember, he was wearing the janitor suit? Just in there.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh!
He actually gave me a break that night because I was playing for 2 hours straight, because all they told me to do in the back was playing like for 2 hours.
Oh, I didn't realize you were playing that long, man. So, you know, I actually did you a favor then.
Yeah, he sure did. It's funny because, you know, you see some of the guys doing promos, like Eddie Guerrero was doing a promo one time, and he heard the piano music, and he was kind of corpsing.
Wow.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was,
yeah.
That was definitely, that was a bloopers moment.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Every time I see that post you posted, my mind goes back to that moment. It was hilarious. It was really hilarious. It was really funny. He came in like that. That was hilarious. That was funny.
Well, the Marmalukes was going to jump in and play too, but they saw how well Hacksaw did, so they just kind of decided against it.
But I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to tell you something about Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I love his energy. Like when he would come to the ring, he would have so much energy. I'm like, hello! I mean, he had so much energy with the 2x4, raising in the air, and I mean, he really dominated the crowd. You mean?
I'm glad you brought Hacksaw up, because this blooper here was, I think it was from a Saturday night taping, and Kathy, you probably remember this, right? Where Hacksaw's having this match, and I think it was Shivani said something about Hacksaw going to college, and Bobby Heenan literally laughed throughout the whole match. Just could not stop laughing. He laughed. He couldn't even talk. He was laughing so hard. And then after he stopped laughing, he said, "Tony, I need to go get a beer." And just walked off.
Did he
just thought so funny. Shivani said that Hacksaw went to college.
Did he really go to college?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did?
But he just thought that was so funny. He just couldn't stop laughing.
Wow. Yeah, Bobby the Brain, he was definitely a character.
Yeah. I never heard him laugh so long like that. It was terrible.
Oh, speaking of Bobby Heenan, remember when Brian Pillman was going to, he was like, I think he was on the corner, and he looked like he was going to dive towards Heenan. Or no, I think Pillman was behind Heenan. And I think Heenan got agitated when he first on the air, because he was wondering, like, he was mad at Pillman trying to get away. What the heck are you doing? He got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. He freaked out. He's like walked off.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I saw Max Hacksaw Jim Duggan with Goldberg. I'm saying, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, I mean, Goldberg won, but Hacksaw Jim Duggan gave him a fit. He gave Goldberg a fit.
I'm sure he did.
He gave him a fit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, Hacksaw's a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. Yep.
Yeah, he was. I tell you, if back in the Mid-South days with Bill Watts, Hacksaw was like the man back then. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I love him. I love his energy. Yep. He had so much energy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like one of my two favorite guys back then. It was him and Hacksaw, another Hacksaw, Butch Reed. Yeah,
Hacksaw,
those two guys
Butch
back
Reed.
Then. Yeah. Yeah, those two were amazing back then.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. You know,
great,
another
great
thing, you
stuff.
Know, even like, you know, the thing that really attracted me, you know, is watching professional wrestling. But I mean, it's like the energy. I mean, that when they would come, like, well, I'm just going to just, the wrestlers in general, they would come down the aisle. And, you know, I mean, the energy that some of the wrestlers brought, I mean, they brought so much energy. And I can feel it through the television. I mean, I can really feel it through the television. Like, I mean, it's like, even like Hogan, when he would come hawking in, you can just feel the energy through the television.
Right.
I mean, just amazing, the energy. You know,
yeah, I'm glad. Go ahead. Sorry. No, go ahead.
But like I said, one day I'll let it be my show. That would be my dream, just to come down the aisle. You mean, we're in this corner. He's from Hollywood, California. He weighs 240 pounds. He's a heavyweight champion. Mr. Hollywood. Of course, I would beat that up.
Nice.
Of course, I don't weigh 200. Of course, I don't weigh 240.
Well, I'm glad you brought up other entrances because there's been quite a few bloopers as far as entrances go. this one in particular, I love my boy Ultimo Dragon, man. I mean, he's awesome, man. But you remember that, I think it was WrestleMania, where he came out and slipped and fell?
Yes.
What?
Oh. Yeah, I'm like, oh, no. Come on, man.
Oh,
he's
no.
Like, that's my dude. He's like, he's one of the greatest cruiserweights of all time, man.
I remember
Dragon.
Him.
Like,
yeah. You say he did like a flip? You did a flip?
No, he slipped and fell.
Oh, he slipped and fell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh,
man.
My God.
Well, that was like funny when she was in WCW. Remember when they had that stage, that elaborate stage set up towards like the latter days of WCW? And Sonny was coming out with Chris Candido, right? She kept falling over that big C in the middle the whole time.
Oh, my God.
But she wasn't the only one. There was quite a few of us that kept slipping and falling. Coming out that entrance way, because just the way they had it set up, it was so strange, man. Yeah, it was nuts.
Wow, that's an embarrassing moment. That's a bloopers moment for sure.
I got a
great stuff.
AEW Revolution, the exploding barbed wire match, post match.
Yes,
that was so horrible.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? That could have been epic, right? You know what I mean? Could have been so epic, too.
It reminded me of Terry Funk, Onita, when Onita was trying to cover Terry Funk, and I think Eddie was trying to do that, but it was just like... bad timing and just bad, you know, delivery, basically. Pyrotechnic stuff. But,
I love Moxley's promo at the end of it. He put on the heat on Omega. It's your fault for making a crappy death match.
Yeah, he couldn't make a bomb, is what he said. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't make a bomb with a blankety blank.
There was a it was a blooper in Philadelphia one night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a house show. It will never be on TV. No one has anything of this. Well, Chris Jericho's dad played for the Rangers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He hates Philadelphia Flyers because he was a Rangers fan. At the show one night, we're sitting there. He comes out, and I forget who Chris was working with, but someone throws a Flyers jersey in for him to put on. He looks at the other guy, and the other guy puts it on. So another guy throws a Flyers jersey in for Chris to put it on.
Right.
I started busting out laughing so loud that Chris looked directly at me and went, "You think I got to do this?" And I'm like, Kodak moment! Kodak moment!
He looked at me. God.
He put the jersey on and went, "Oh, I can't do this," and took it right off. My friend at the time's going, "Why did you get cracking up laughing?" And I said, "His dad played for the Rangers." He goes, "Oh yeah." I said, "He hates Philadelphia. He hates Philadelphia."
Wow.
But it will never be on TV. And to this day, every time I see him, he goes, "Ah, Flyers." And I'm like, "Yeah."
Wow.
Oh, that's classic. Oh, my God. You know, Chris,
Joe, I have
Chris,
to tell you something.
I have to
tell you something real funny, Joe.
Please.
We're at the hospital today. And my uncle has a male nurse, and he comes in. He's got to do the prep tonight.
Right.
So as I'm leaving, I walk over to the guy, and I said, "Look, if he has, when he takes the prep, he's going to have to go to the bathroom. Make sure I told him to buzz you guys." He goes, "No problem. We'll be right there." He says, "Will you be back tomorrow morning after the procedure?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "But I do have to leave early. I have to go over to Philly for a wrestling show." And he goes, "You're going to ROH?" I went, "Yeah." "Are you?" He goes, "Yes, my first time." This man has been to CZW, ROH, AEW, WWE. I said, "Oh, you want to talk wrestling? Go talk to my uncle." He walks in, he goes, "Sir, your niece tells me you're a big wrestling fan." He goes, "Oh, yeah, not as big as her, though. She knows all those guys."
Wow.
Huh.
So he's like, "Well, I'll see you at the show tomorrow." I said, "Where are you sitting?" He goes, "Right near you." I said, "Okay."
Wow.
Oh, man.
And a bomb, too.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, Chris Candido and, what's his face? He was wrestling, he had a match with someone one night, and they all stopped in the middle of the match. Chris Hamrick. Yeah, that's him. Chris Hamrick.
Yeah, okay.
He was wrestling Chris Hamrick. And right in the match, they stopped and looked at each other, pulled out, like, Triple H and Rock mask, put them on, and start doing their, like, signature moves. the people's elbow and pedigree and all that, and then they stopped later on, switched mask, and did like a total reversal.
Oh jeez!
Wow!
Oh my gosh!
What a bomb shit.
Those guys are nuts, man. So much fun.
Yep, bloopers.
Any more stories, guys, you want to share?
Rick Flair's Royal Rumble promo where Mean Gene Okerlund, he goes, "Put that cigarette out."
Yeah. Wow, Rick really smoking a cigarette?
No, he was talking to somebody off camera. That was off camera, and he was telling somebody else to put that cigarette out during the Ric Flair's promo.
Oh, wow.
It was just a funny moment, and then he referenced it in the Edge and Christian show later in the network show.
What was that promo that Mean Gene Okerlund did with Wendy Richter? where she was like, I'm not going to let anybody get on top of me and pin me. And
Oakley
just like lost it. He just lost it.
Wow. Mean probably a real corpse thing, like, during promos. Like, he's got really funny moments during interviews. I think there's one where, like, the screen behind them, like, came up or fell off during a promo, and I think there was, like, a Jesse Ventura promo where they're breaking, like, these karate-type boards.
That was the Mr. Saito, when he's trying to break them.
Right.
Wow.
Yes. I love the bloopers he did with Kamala. They were great. Kamala bloopers Gene did with him. Oh my gosh. There's one where he's reading the newspaper, right? Kamala's reading the newspaper. And me and Gene Oakland's interviewing him and Kamala says, can I say something here? And he says, hi mom.
That's awesome. definitely a bloopers moment.
Oh my goodness!
Well, you remember that one when Randy and Sherry were doing their promo, and Randy's going, you know, and Sherry was going, yeah, yeah, yeah. She was supposed to stop, and Randy goes, and then she got the last one in. He looked at her, and she was like,
oh my God!
She's
Sherry,
like, I told you,
God.
We'll never get the last word in on me.
Wow! I said, missing a Sherry. I'm gonna tell you, I was so crazy about that woman. Oh my God! I don't know why. I was crazy about Sherry. Oh my gosh! Ooh, I was crazy about that woman.
Randy and Sherry together were great, man.
She was hot. Oh my God, she was hot. Sherry was hot.
Oh, this and she was tough too. But this isn't really.
Oh yeah.
And then this isn't a blooper, but it's more like a rib. Like I heard this, I think on Vice during the Owen Hart episode. D'Lo Brown was in the match with Owen, and like Owen was so smooth and fast, he could tie D'Lo's shoelaces together while he was working the match.
Wow.
Yes.
I guess that was his way of ribbing D'Lo again.
But like you said, that's how good Owen was. Owen was just amazing in the ring. He's right up there with Bobby Eaton and Ricky Steamboat, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
That was like I was reading a little bit on that, and basically D'Lo was being stiff and Owen was to get him to calm down, he tied his shoelaces like at the rib. But and then I think I heard this on a podcast about I think it was mentioned about I think it was on No Holds Bar maybe. This was like Zeus working with Hogan. And I think they had a safe word for Zeus. I think it was like free James Brown. Hulk Hogan would say it. And it's funny, like funny phrase for a safe word, free James Brown, and that would pop Zeus to get him to lighten up.
Oh my goodness. I just had Dustin on here earlier, but I guess we weren't talking about Seth Rollins, so he didn't stay long. So, Dustin, if you want to, feel free to come back. I'm sure we'll get to Seth eventually. Oh,
got burned out.
Right. Oh my goodness. Gosh, man. Yeah, Sherry. Yeah, remember that Sherry was embarrassing Ric Flair on the Hall of Fame speech?
Oh yeah.
And Rick was turning all shades of red.
Because he was with his fiance.
Yes.
And she was he yes. was so afraid what she was going to say. And he's like, no, cut it.
Oh, my goodness. She even wore one of Rick's robes one time, right? I think there's a picture of her wearing one of Rick's robes. Yeah. Oh, man. Classic.
One night when we were down in I was visiting her in Marietta.
Right.
We're having a Halloween party.
Okay.
So we go out to this bar and she goes, here, wear this and this. It was the dress she wore with Macho Man when Liz jumped in the ring.
Wow.
And she, right, and a robe. So I go in, I got this robe and this dress on. And this guy's like, oh, wow, that's really sharp. I said, oh, yeah, you know. He's like, well, how much does that cost? And I go, I don't know. He said, how much does this cost? She goes, well, the robe was like $2,000. The dress was like $2,000. I'm like, no one come near me. No one spill anything on this outfit. Get away.
Right.
I saw a clip recently on Facebook. I think it was from a live stream, but some fan asked on the stream, and somebody asked Colt Cabana, like, if CM Punk's coming to AEW, and like the whole group just started laughing, and like Orange Cassidy. Like react Orange Cassidy, but he was like laughing hard. He had to lay back and put his arm on his face because he was like forcing to cry. And I think John Silver was saying, "Let's send for the man, like Macho Man, Torrey Wilson moment from WCW when Torrey was corpse."
Oh, yeah. John Silver, that's a funny dude, man. He cracked me up. Hey, he's a funny guy. Oh, man. There was one I was going to mention. It'll come to me a little bit. So give me a little time for that one. But any more stories you want to share, feel free. This has been great.
I get stories, but they're not bloopers.
Oh. Well, I'm sure they're entertaining, so feel free.
We were the one trip I was going with Booker down to Fort Myers from Orlando.
Okay.
So he's like, all right, I'll pick you up. I said, okay. So I'm sitting outside the hotel, and I'm watching this car pull up, and I'm like, oh, that's Nick Patrick and Brian Hildebrand. And they're waving at me, and I look over, and they're going like, look. And I look over, and Booker's like, hey. I'm like, oops, sorry. So we get down to the building, and I was in and out the building the whole day. It was starting to rain. So I go to walk in this building, and the security wouldn't let me in because I didn't have a pass. And I'm like, I've been here all day.
No, wow.
So the guy goes, well, I'll go get Booker. I said, okay. So we walk out. I'm walking outside. I'm walking back in, and Booker goes, what happened? I said, security guard threw me out because I didn't have a pass. Anyway, that's ridiculous. And he walks by and he sees Terry Taylor and he says, Taylor, you throw my sister out of this building? And he went, what? No, I didn't. I went for a taxi out. So we go down. We're standing there waiting for everybody to get ready to leave. Booker, you want soda? I said, okay, so I'm getting something to drink. And I peek out the curtain and the security guard turns around and sees me. And I step back and I go, this is him, Booker. And he goes, I told you. And Booker goes, and this is my sister. He goes, I'm sorry. He goes, if she says she's my sister, she's my sister. And he went, yes, sir. He goes, now go out there before you lose your job tonight. And I'm just sitting there going,
I remember when Canyon used to do the Diamond Dallas Page impersonation. Positively Canyon.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
he had the wig on and everything, and he would diamond cut everybody and their mother. Even diamond cut the AT&T guy one time when they had the commercials. Oh, my God. I was losing it. Sounds just like him, too. He was in catering. They should have videoed him in catering with the wig.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want no sauce on my steak. I'm dying. Kenny was such a funny dude, man.
He was a great guy.
yes, he was.
The backstage promo, it said, or he asked if he could do it over, and Jim Ross was like, we're live, pal.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Sitz has some classics. Remember the one he told Nolan Nash he's half the man that he is?
Yes.
They're like nodding their head.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brain. They're like nodding their head laughing. Oh, God.
Owen Hart said he would kick the leg out of his leg, I think, towards Brett. Kicked your leg out of your leg.
I remember hearing a story about Owen Hart going into the DX locker room dressed as China.
Oh, jeez.
China ended up chasing him all over the place. they're like losing it laughing. I think he had the same outfit China had on. And to see China chasing Owen around dressed up like China was terrible. I can only imagine.
Owen was one crazy guy, man. One hysterical guy.
Oh, yes, he was. Oh, God. You know, Owen's the type of guy, he'd be like hanging out with us just shooting the breeze. That's
oh, yeah.
The way he was. Just real laid back, you know.
He came in for an autograph signing years ago with Joel Goodhart. And he knew, you know, he knew who I was, and I took him back to the hotel, and he goes, can we do something? I'm like, what? He goes, can we go to that crazy street in Philly? South Street? He goes, yeah. So we walk up and down South Street, and he wanted to go to the one store called Zipperheads.
Okay.
So we go in there, walks down. And he says, do you know if I had not become a wrestler, what I would be? I said, what? He goes, a fireman. So we walked into the fire station, and he said, I talked to the fireman for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
So they all took pictures of him, you know. And then we walked back, got lunch, and he says, thanks. I said, all right, catch you later.
It's funny. I'm watching like this fighting league on ESPN, I think, and Lillian Garcia's announcing. I was reading up on the spot she did where she was in Canada, and it was the Air Canada Center, and she called it the Air American Center, and the crowd just were like, what?
Do you guys ever hear about the Mick Foley Ultimate Warrior cookie story?
No.
All right. It's
they go into this apparently they go in this cookie store, right? And Ultimate Warrior orders these a bag of cookies, right? And all he does, he opens the bag, sniffs the bag, takes it in, and just walks out of the store and leaves the bag of cookies there, right? And Mick sees the cookies, right, by himself. So he just walks over there and starts eating his cookies.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Classic.
Unreal.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know, you spoke about Bobby Heenan earlier. The times you would get him and Dusty Rhodes doing commentary together, oh, classic. Classic. Those guys used to kill me doing commentary.
Yeah, the moment where Dusty is calling, I think, a hardcore match, and he says, he's got a bicycle. That gets played a lot in the Botsmania.
Yeah, bicycle. Yeah. I love it, the one where they're freaking out because Sullivan and Benoit are fighting in the ladies' bathroom.
Yes.
They're in the ladies' bathroom. What they think supposed to be in there? What are they doing in there?
I think they're in like the men's bathroom, and the lady came out of the men's bathroom, and he was just like completely surprised by it.
I thought they're in the ladies' bathroom, and they were freaking out.
Yeah, that was
and
in
were
Baltimore.
Like, yeah,
it was in Baltimore,
and
they were
like,
in the ladies' bathroom.
Yeah, they had the toilet paper. The toilet paper. I think someone got hit with the toilet paper or something. Oh, that was crazy.
Speaking of toilet paper, I think it was 2013. I was at an ROH show, and Matt Taven came out. And sometimes fans will throw streamers, but somebody threw toilet paper, and Taven actually actually wiped through it back.
Ah! Oh, man.
They would always throw toilet paper at the guys they didn't like.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody would get mad.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for reminding me of that, Steve. I think I'm going to have to get toilet paper for tomorrow night's show. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Oh,
like quarantine by.
Yeah, if they don't like you up there, man, they'll let you know.
Are you trying to say Philly is a tough crowd?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Oh, of course not. Oh. I remember this one show up there where a guy, one of the guys in the ring were like getting psyched up and like, yeah, right? And they all, everybody in unison was like, no. No. Oh, glad. Those guys are great up there.
We try.
Yeah. Oh, great. Love those guys. Oh, my. Oh, what about when Santina? No, what happened? I'm sorry.
No, you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, okay. I'm sorry about that. Remember when Santino was trying to reenact the Shockmaster?
Oh, my God,
moment?
Yeah.
With Dusty and Triple H and Shawn Michaels?
Yes.
And then there was Arn. He got caught doing the voiceover.
Yeah.
and Duck State looks at it should have worked, right? And Francine is, I love the Shockmaster.
Hilarious.
Oh, great. He corp Steve Austin one night. I remember they're doing a promo together in the ring, right? Santino and Steve. And told Steve that if he doesn't shut up, he's going to give him the Kennedy ass whip.
Oh, jeez.
Steve was like, he had to turn his head away. He was like, corpse and like loosened.
Well, you've heard Jay Lethal do his impression of Ric Flair, right?
Oh yes, amazing.
He's amazing.
So amazing. Sounds just
and
like
it. Impact. He was doing that thing with Flair at Impact, and they're yelling back and forth from the ring and the ramp. Oh,
yes.
I'm hysterical.
Oh God. Rick said he does me better than myself.
Yes.
That's funny.
And you can see Rick laughing, trying to keep him laughing the whole time too. When Jay's impersonating him, he's trying his best.
Yeah, that's my life.
I know when he did was impersonating when he was Black Machismo, when he was impersonating Macho Man.
Yes.
Kevin Nash, oh man, he lost it. Whenever he was around Jay Lethal doing Macho Man. Hilarious.
You know,
oh, good. Oh, go ahead.
I think it's Royal Rumble 05 when Cena and Batista fell out of the ring at the same time, and then Vince came out all pissed and broke his quads, like, you know, messed up when he was entering the ring, all pissed off. It's just crazy. Like,
yeah.
Pulled his quads. So it tore him, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was wild. And he sat right there and just... he didn't put it over at all. He just... You know what I mean?
It's like Conor McGregor when he broke his leg. He's like sitting there, but he's still pissed off. Still in character.
Right. Gosh, I can imagine. Oof. Can you imagine that pain they were going through? Those quad tears are brutal.
Right.
Goodness. Any more funny stories you guys want to share?
I
come to mind.
Oh,
okay. Go ahead.
When The Rock dropped his sunglasses when he was making a head turn, and then I think it was the promo with Mick Foley, and he picked up the sunglasses, and The Rock was like, "The Rock thanks you for that." That was a funny moment, like unplanned moment.
Oh, The Rock had some funny ones. He's had some funny bloopers. Remember he used to pick on Jonathan Coachman a lot?
Oh, yeah. Kevin Kelly. Others, too, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, classic. Classic stuff. There's one we
I mentioned.
Oh, go ahead.
I mentioned this previously, but when John Cena, I guess, was fighting close to the table, and CM Punk was worried about his diet, so I spilled him over. And just saying, John, my diet soda. And John, like, at one point, handed it to him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Commentary rib there. Yeah, go ahead.
No, no, you're fine. Oh, man. I know a couple times that Kurt Angle got Undertaker, some of the backstage stuff. Like, there's one promo where they're getting ready to fight the Alliance because they're ripping WWE, right? The whole Alliance WWE feud they had. And it was, I think it was Taker, Angle, Jericho, and Kane. And Kurt said something to Taker, right? And, and Taker just had that look. He looked at him, and you could tell Taker was, like, biting his lip to keep him from laughing. Kurt. Because, I mean, Kurt was hysterical back then. Oh, my God. It was so funny. That's back when he played the little guitar and wore those hats and everything.
Right.
Great stuff. Good stuff. Well, you guys got anything you want to plug? So feel free. What was yours?
You can find me at Stellar Steven on social media. I'm looking forward to pro wrestling interviews on Sundays. This past week was pretty great. Yeah, glad. Thanks for having me on and talking bloopers.
Oh, anytime. By the way, Steve, do you know who their guest is going to be this week on pro wrestling interviews? I haven't heard anything. I didn't know if you did.
Yeah, seen it yet, but I'll let you know as soon as I see it.
Yeah, please do. I was hoping Dave would come on here tonight, but I guess he got preoccupied. But, yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, it's always a good show, Pro Wrestling Interviews, this Sunday. Guys, check it out.
You mentioned Rick earlier. How do you feel about Rick getting in the ring again, putting Conan in that figure four and doing some chops?
That was amazing. I mean, for his age to do all that, I mean, that's pretty, honestly, pretty mind-blowing. So God bless him, man.
He's been trending twice lately and on Twitter, and it's funny to see somebody that senior still very relevant.
It is pretty amazing. You know, whatever role that he does, whatever it may be he ends up doing, with whatever company he ends up with, it's going to be great, no matter what. I mean, Rick's just, he's such an icon on our industry, you know what I mean? So, and not just the wrestling, I mean, just the entertainment itself. I mean, he's like transcended beyond wrestling at this point. So.
Yeah, can see him reuniting with the Four Horsemen and AEW at some point down the line.
That'd be amazing to see him, Tully, and Arn get together, back together like that.
Right.
be pretty awesome. Todd, do you have anything you'd like to plug? Sir?
Yes, I do. I would love to plug the Fallen Outdoors. It's a veteran organization that does outdoors-oriented things across a wide variety of spectrums, hunting, fishing, helping clean rivers and, you know, helping people clear properties, set stuff up as needed. They hosted a massive event at the Rosebud Trailer Park there outside of and up there in Minnesota this last week, and I just want to make sure they get some love between Isaac, who is a TFO rep, and Dan Grousper, that was our sponsor, and the whole team that was up there. They had a dozen veterans, and they, boy, they did it upright, I'm just saying.
That's awesome.
Getting some love to the Fallen Outdoors.
Hey, that's great. Guys, be sure to give them some love. For sure. Steve, you had anything you'd like to add?
Oh, no, just I got to catch up on stuff. New Japan show this past weekend.
Awesome.
It'll be interesting to see what we talk about next week.
Right. Right. Yeah, if you got any more updates for next week, please tell us. Fill us in for sure.
Okay.
But thank you, guys. You guys make the show. Oh, man, it's been awesome. Been a great time tonight, for sure. And for the listeners out there, be sure to catch archives of tonight's show on VOCNation.com. Look for WCW Retro and Wrestling Bloopers. And thank you, guys, always for your support. Love, much appreciated. And like I said, you guys make the show, man. Without you guys, there wouldn't be no Retro. So thank you. And with that, hope you guys have an awesome rest of the week and weekend. Be good to yourselves and each other, and we'll see you guys next Thursday, and we'll close out with some Steiner Brothers. You guys have a great rest of the week.
Big hugs, all.